episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the IM Summit. Become the best triathlete you can be by learning from the best. The IM Summit includes sessions from Lucy Gossage, Tyler Butterfield, and functional sports nutritionist Ian Craig, amongst others. Discover more at theimsummit.com and use the discount code KONA at checkout to get 30% off. That's theimsummit.com.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's good to have you back. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Auckland, New Zealand. Returning guest once again, Dr. Daniel Plews. Doc, welcome back. Let's talk your run. As much as you love the bike, running is also quite a big part of what you do, and you're really good at it. You must love hitting a run off the bike, because your times really show that you obviously aren't adverse to it.
No. Yeah, I think definitely. I think running off the bike is actually easier than running, you know, straight out normal running race, actually. Seems to hurt less a lot of the time.
It's so funny you say that, because I feel exactly the same way, and I tend to run better off the bike than I run normally.
Yeah. I think a lot of people find that for some reason. I find my times don't really drop too much when I run off the bike compared to a standard run, that's for sure.
How scientific do you sort of delve into your run? Are you pretty analytical with what you do?
Yeah, I think I apply many of the same principles to my cycling as I do for running with cycling, in that I'll work off a realistic pace that I think I might be able to hold for a half marathon or a marathon, and then I'll base my sessions around that. So whether it might be 4 10-minute kilometers for a marathon. Again, I'll be training to achieve that, but looking to achieve a specific heart rate in the end by doing that. I take a very similar approach to pace as I would with power.
All right, fantastic. And as far as gains that you've made on the run, is there anything that you've done that you think has given you sort of big gains?
Not being injured is a big one. I think the biggest thing with running is that, I shouldn't even say that running, the biggest thing with any training, like the biggest thing is being consistent and keeping on training. So being injury free and not sick is really, really important. But for me, I really do like tempo running. I do quite a lot of tempo running and quite a lot of solid sessions off the bike, like 3 3Ks on the track. So I'll do a good hard bike session and then maybe 3 3Ks or 5 2Ks, but more like the 70.3 race pace. Rather than Ironman race pace, so a little bit harder, and then just one long run of the week, which will be between 2 and 3 hours. And with that, it's really important. I find it's really important to be really, really slow. So I'll be running that. I would do that at close to 5 minute kilometers. That's how slow it. And it's really just about getting time on the feet. Even Tim Burkle, who's he's like a 2:40, 2:45 marathon man. He'll do his long runs at close to 5 minute kilometers, which sounds ridiculous, but it's something that's really important.
Is that something you find often, that age groupers particularly do their longer, slower stuff way too hard?
I think it's very – with age group triathletes, is a mistake that they make a lot of the time, is they do their easy stuff too hard and their hard stuff not hard enough, the hard training not hard enough. And so the further you can have that gap, the better, and it's called polarized training. So you really want to have that polarized model where, apart from obviously your Ironman and your specific – pace stuff, if you're doing just a long run, it needs to be easy. And if you're doing something that's like 5 by 3 minutes or 8 by 4 minutes and it's really hard, you want to be doing it as hard as you possibly can.
I love that. We did a long session, funnily enough, on that here at the Kona Edge. It's probably been one of the most popular podcasts we've done, but makes so much sense. And like you say, I think it is one of the big mistakes that age groupers do make. Doc, I want to get you back on to talk a little bit about nutrition, because I know you're a huge fan of the LCHF, the low carb high fat diet, but we'll save that for another day, and we look forward to sort of really delving deep into that, if that's good.
Yeah, all good. Excellent. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on the KonaEdge.com/running seminar.
Don't forget to head over to the KonaEdge.com/win to stand in line to have me pay for your next Ironman. If you'd like to access the commercial-free podcast feed of the Kona Edge, simply head over to the KonaEdge.com/support.